All right, team, lock in and listen closely. This narrative starts on June 18th, 2023, and it's a hard look at what happens when we push past our physiological and mental limits. The author was running on empty, completely drained from an overloaded training and work schedule, and that severe fatigue led to a catastrophic crash on the beltway when he fell asleep at the wheel and struck a concrete pillar. Emergency responders had to cut him out of the wreckage, intubate him right on the scene, and airlift him straight to Memorial Hermann Hospital. The physical damage was extensive. We're talking broken eye sockets, a fractured skull, neck, and back, a bruised heart, a lacerated artery, multiple fractures in his arms and feet, and a devastating compound fracture in his left leg. During his first week alone in the ICU, he underwent more than 20 surgeries. Today, he moves through life with a cervical spine fusion, titanium rods in his limbs, and facial reconstruction hardware, which is exactly where the Titanium Johnny identity was forged. His very first conscious memory was waking in the emergency room with severe facial swelling that left him temporarily blind. Initially feeling absolutely zero pain, he was completely paralyzed and trapped inside his own body. He slipped into a vivid, panic-inducing hallucination of a futuristic operating room, followed immediately by a suffocating sensation of drowning. But that terror broke the moment he recognized a familiar voice cutting through the noise. It was Barbara Lamb, an ER nurse and Ironman triathlete who had coached him for 10 years. Unable to speak or move, he managed a thumbs up and spelled her name on a whiteboard. That single moment of human connection instantly grounded him, replacing the panic with peace and absolute confidence in the medical team surrounding him. Now, take this directly to your pre-race routines and daily habits. The critical takeaway here is a stark warning against driving while fatigued. Exhaustion doesn't just compromise your form or your power output. It can trigger irreversible tragedy in a single second. Beyond that cautionary lesson, this story lays bare the psychological toll of trauma, the stabilizing power of familiar support during a crisis, and the sheer determination required to rebuild a life after catastrophic injury. This narrative establishes the foundation for his ongoing rehabilitation, and it sets the stage for the next phase of his recovery right here in intensive care. Keep your focus sharp, respect your recovery, and we'll keep pushing forward.